Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmiut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Casey Kelly. Today on AK, a tropical oasis. It's been a particularly cold and snowy winter for much of Alaska, and in the middle of January, it's hard to find a warm, soothing, plant-filled haven complete with singing birds and blooming tropical plants unless you fly to Hawaii. But we dug into the AK archives for a story about a secret hotspot in Anchorage. APRN's Lori Townsend is willing to share. Sort of.
I get really tired of scraping the windshield every single morning. Ugh. Winter has lost its pristine white appeal by now and is just a grind. Unfortunately, this winter burnout always hits when I have no money to travel someplace warm, which is pretty much every year. So I start making regular trips to the only oasis I know of in Anchorage, and it's free. Ah, the tropical greenhouse, aviary, and solarium is a treat of warm, humid, flower-scented air. A delightful place to spend time strolling and gazing at lush, blooming vegetation, birds, and ponds with fish. A place for reading, writing, or having lunch, as the young couple carrying a cloth-covered wicker basket I encounter on a recent trip had just finished doing.
It's really nice, especially in the winter, because you can just, you know, relax and it's warm and kind of pretend that it's not cold and snowy. My sister comes in here and draws, sketches, and he'd never been here before, so it surprised him.
Yeah. And can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
And so this is your first trip?
Yeah, this is my first trip. I'm very glad that I came here. It was a very nice surprise. We've been trying to figure out the place for lunch where to go. And then she said, well, I know a really great place. And when I stepped in, I was like, whoa, that is the best I could ever imagine. Very nice.
The facility was built in 1964 for the purpose of giving Anchorageites, desperate for light and living things in below-zero conditions, a reprieve. Mary Susan Goosey is the horticulture supervisor for the municipality. She says the tropical greenhouse has varieties of plants that are decades old.
I think some of the plants have been here probably since 1964. A lot of the plants, we take them and root prune them back and try to keep them in the smaller pots just so we can contain them in this area. Like the Norfolk pine, it tries to grow through the ceiling.
Goosey's been with the facility for more than 20 years, starting as a seasonal planter, gradually working her way up to oversee the 10 year-round employees and 45 seasonal workers tasked with the annual planting of 85,000 flowers around the city. The air is particularly sweet because they use no chemical pesticides, just nice bugs that eat bad bugs. The moisture is heaven to winter-weathered skin and lots of water-loving plants.
That's Spanish moss. It's hanging all over. It grows from the moisture in the air. And the pools or ponds, they create moisture in here too.
Goosey says although someone comes to spend their lunch break nearly every day, it's still relatively unknown.
And it's probably one of the hidden secrets. I know we hear a lot. Well, we didn't know you were there, and we've lived here for 20 years. And so if you haven't been to the greenhouse, I'll give you the address. It's 1321 Woodland Drive. Wonderful place.
Oh, that's too bad. Those naughty birds are so loud. I guess I'll have to keep my hotspot a secret just a bit longer. Sitting in lush, tropical surroundings alone and guilt-free, I'm Lori Townsend.